Ramble.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of You Can Sit With Us. I'm one of your hosts, Becky, and I'm joined by Maggie.
Hello.
Matthew.
Hello.
Our little raindrop on the ones and twos.
Hello.
And today we have a very special guest back with us in Woo! The studio, Miss Sarah Bonsignore.
Hello. So happy to be here.
Yes. How's it going? Welcome back. Welcome back.
Last time we saw you, there was a baby inside of you.
Yeah, yes. There was a big baby inside me. he's out.
Yeah,
in the world. He's out. He's come out.
He's taking the world by storm.
Love. Yeah, and yeah.
How's he doing? How are you feeling?
I'm so tired. Still. It's like a whirlwind. I know, it's all I talk about. It's like, how are you? It's like, I'm tired.
But no, I'm not.
Yeah. Yeah. It's harder than I thought. I thought it was just going to be blissful in linens. I don't know.
Beautiful just, image. Yeah,
yeah, you know, just image, yeah. I thought I would bounce back immediately. I was promised the pounds would melt. They have not. But no, he is, they make him adorable for a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's super cute.
He's very cute. And this morning,
he's
so tall.
He's so tall.
Yeah, shocker.
Yeah, I know. But he's like really tall. You know, he's there. It's like I look next to the other babies. I'm like, oh boy. But yeah, it's so different. And then you're like, oh my God, this, like, I'm so responsible for this mm-hmm. person. You know?
Are very
yeah.
responsible.
Yes. Yeah.
Legally responsible.
Legally, you're very responsible. Oh my God. and I'm like, oh, I'm too young for this.
I'm a young lady, barely in my
20s. Yeah. I feel like that. But I will say it brings you close. So close to your partner.
Really?
Mm. Oh, yeah. Because you're like, we're in this together, you and me. You know?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I do like watching the podcast, Miles Perfect Person podcast, mm-hmm. when you were on to talk about right after he was born.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just, you could see how supportive mm-hmm. Miles was. Like, it was just very, like, palpable.
You mm-hmm. have to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. He does, we call it shifts. Like, yesterday we were like, morning shift. All right, I'll take the shift after. It's like work. Mazda's closing ceremony.
What does that look like?
We have opening ceremony and closing ceremony because mm-hmm. he's working a lot right now. He does opening and closing ceremonies, uh-huh. which is waking up and putting to bed.
Aww.
But there's a baby massage Olympic involved.
Torch. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All of it. Yeah.
yes.
Baby massage.
The parade.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Miles asked me yesterday what our book budget was because I have every book in there. I'm like, oh my God, stop.
Book budget.
He's like, what's the book budget? I'm like, I'm so bored of all the books. I had to get more for me. Like, I can't read that
the same book over.
Yeah,
and
Cloudy
over
with a Chance of Meatballs so many times.
It's a good book.
It is a great book. That one's his favorite.
Yeah.
It's for people that listen, you can't see this, but when he reads right now, he's 4 months and he goes like this.
He gets so into it.
Yeah, he's like, he's
like, raining people.
Yeah, exactly.
The imagination goes wild.
Yeah.
Right.
Or something like some doctor's going to be like, actually, he's just something boring, you know.
Well, Sarah, we didn't bring you here to talk about being a mom.
No.
You are so many more things than being a mom.
Thank you.
And one of those things.
It's a party girl.
Party girl.
You
like to party.
Thank you so much. I think, yeah, I partied a lot.
You even threw a baby rager.
I threw a baby rager.
Instead of like a baby shower, there was a party at the nighttime.
That's a party. You gotta, like, I'm a night person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm not a morning person. So people that are like always at a party and they're like, I have to go, which I guess knows me, because I have to get up early. I'm like,
early.
Why?
Don't leave.
Yeah, don't leave, stay. Yeah, that could be a bumper sticker. No, I love the nighttime and mm-hmm. I hate the morning time, so of course I love to party.
Mm-hmm. We love that journey. Do you remember the best party you've ever been to?
I threw. No, there's some chic party. You know, okay, when I was in high school, there is something that, like, I went to, like, the crappiest parties in college when I was in high school. But for me, they felt like it was celebrities. You know what I mean? It was some, like, dump party. It was disgusting. But because they were, like, in college, I felt like, it was like the Globes, you know, like I was like, oh my God, it was so disgusting. And I liked it when the more packed, the better, you know, which I'm sure some people would be like, get me away from that.
These days.
Yeah. But for my 25th, I threw this crazy party in, I lived in Venice Beach in these like cottages.
Beautiful.
And put it on a credit card.
My choices.
And we had I had every guy that was pursuing me at the time come and put lights up. I didn't mean to have them come at all at the same time, but they
competition.
Did.
They got to see the competition.
I kind of put it out there, like, could someone come up with, help me put up the lights? And they all showed up. And I'm like, okay.
Sarah Sutas.
Yeah, Mark, you go on the left.
Wait, did they talk to one another? Did they figure it out? Doesn't matter.
Maybe. I don't know. I didn't hear
that. You had other things on your mind. Yeah. You know, you're planning a party.
I was trying, but that's exactly right. It was too busy. It was too busy to, like, you know, look at who was setting up the party. But
I am so inspired by that. I actually need to throw a party right now.
Invite them all. Have them
all
chat.
All my, like, high school crushes.
Yeah. Although I worked one place and there's these two guys I hooked up with. And they were like, okay, I worked at this like network and they were like in a tiny room, like, I don't know what it'd be called, like turning things into CDs. I don't know, the AV room, but
turning things into CDs.
DVDs. Like,
recording.
Burning.
Sort of, but like at a fancy network. And they really were like in a room, like just, like the smallest room together. And somehow I hooked up with both of them.
Oh,
and
no.
I remember being like, I talk to each other. I was like, I don't think they're gonna talk to each other. To this day, I don't know. But
so they didn't come to the party.
This was
you hooked up with them same night.
This was after the party.
Same night?
No, not same night.
Okay,
Margaret. I don't know.
What are you implying?
I don't know. It was college.
No. This was in college. This was years later. But have I hooked up with some? I made out with two people the same night. Right?
Oh, who hasn't?
Yeah.
Who hasn't?
But not like, yeah. But yeah, no.
But you didn't know
so back,
who the first person
was. So back to your epic party.
Back to my party.
What made it so good?
You know, one, it was like, I'm telling you, there's certain things I did. Lighting is everything.
Lighting
we all
is
know that.
Everything.
Yep. So you have
Set
to have the
mood,
garden lights.
The ambiance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to have the garden lights.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but you have to have food.
Food is important.
Like, you have to feed people.
Like, if I'm coming up,
if you
and
want
there's
people
some
to
chips.
Stick around.
Yeah, and look, it's annoying. I put it on a card. It's expensive. Mm-hmm. But, okay.
You go to Costco.
You don't throw a party to save money.
No, exactly. But I can't.
A lot of quotes here. Put it on a credit card. You don't throw a party to save money.
This is all bad advice.
These are bumper stickers.
If I go to a party, I'm starving. Yeah. Okay, I'm a snacker at a party, and I'm an eater and a drinker, not just a drinker.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like I need the snack section.
A lot of needs. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Lots of needs, and like I like there was like lots of food, right? And then another thing I did is this is a hot tip. Okay.
Tip.
My friend who's a florist would kill me because if you're a florist, this is you know beneath you. But I would go to the farmer's market downtown on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I got a speeding ticket that morning. My 98 Beamer that eventually would die. But once you get into the market, it's like, it's where all the florists kind of get there. Yeah. And I spent like $100 and I got a crap load of flowers.
Mm-hmm. Ooh,
and
nice.
Then I went back and then you have to have a lot of workers. I lived with three boys and a girl at the time.
A lot of workers.
You got to have a lot of workers.
A lot of people to tell them what to do.
Yeah,
like a lot of tutors.
I'm a delegator.
Don't do it yourself.
I'm a delegator. You can't do it yourself, you know? And then we just had a bunch of vases. And I'm sure if you're a florist, you're like, that was not the way. But if you put flowers everywhere,
it looks
like a wedding. Another tip.
Tip two.
Yeah, tip two. Don't get blacked out on your own party. Okay. Because I did. And it was my 25th. I never had gotten blacked out.
It was also your birthday. That's hard.
It was my birthday, but you still shouldn't. All I remember is talking to this like really high-powered agent or whatever. Ooh. And all I remember doing is I don't drink that often because, one, I puke a lot. And but another thing is I was – you get very cocky. And I just remember looking at him. I still have this memory, like, you know, when like the hole is like closing in as you're talking. And I remember looking at him and I went, I think you're boring. Oh, and then I woke up the next morning like, and like, this was a person I should be making a nice connection with.
Oops. And
I can't imagine anything worse than someone really telling me I'm boring.
It's so mean. What an awful person. But sometimes you're awful when you're 25. Not a nice thing to do. But I vomited all night and dry heaved for 24 hours afterwards.
Oh, no. You paid for it.
Yeah, I paid for it. Yeah, so don't do that. And make sure you eat. That's another tip.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you eat, because then if you drink, you won't, you know, you don't black out, things like that. But you got to be a hostess too.
With the mostess. I lived in a two-bedroom with four girls, and we threw a really nice Halloween party. But we did start drinking when we were getting our makeup ready.
Yeah.
And all four of us blacked out and woke up the next morning. And we're like, what happened? Everyone told us it was a fun party, though.
Isn't that
so sad?
No, it's like,
who locked the door?
Wait, so when did you black out?
Before, very early on. I don't remember.
Everyone got there. Oh, no.
So you don't remember the party at all?
I remember our, we took pictures with our costumes. We were so excited. It was like one of the first ones we ever threw. My classmates and stuff said it was so fun, but I was so sad. We laugh about it still, though.
What were you?
I was an astronaut. I had a helmet and everything.
Were you a sexy astronaut?
Like astronauty.
I was imagining not a sexy astronaut. You blacked out being like,
no, I had like a sparkle shorts and like a white top.
And
like a helmet.
It's about time women are in space.
Yes, exactly.
I'm Sally Ride.
Exactly.
I'm Sally Ride. You know who you're talking to.
Yes. So eat. And amazing. Enjoy your party.
That's true.
Another trick. This is my favorite one. Ice cream sandwiches at around midnight.
Yeah.
Ooh, that is a good idea.
Oh. That's a good idea.
It's really cheap.
Introduce a snack. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's really cheap. Ice cream sandwiches, what, like $5? You can get like a ton. And then you go out and you take them out. Drunk people love you. You're like, and everyone's like, this party's amazing. You're like, ice cream sandwich. Oh,
you're
my God.
Ideas now for parties. I'm like,
They're on your feet. You look like a 1950s, like, you know, Gloria. And it was like $5, you know.
Hostess with the mostess.
Mm-hmm.
When I was 16, we went to a place in town called Margaritaville.
A local spot.
Yeah. And it was like, you know, in Stores, Connecticut, it was, you know, the Mexican restaurant.
Sarah, for some reason, I thought you went to high school in L.A.
I went to boarding school my senior year.
Oh, it was only 1 year.
Yeah, I was just like, I'm done with Connecticut. And I found a boarding school in Idlewild, California, and I went there.
Oh.
Yeah, I was like, there's four, like, art schools in the country that are boarding. Yeah. And then I found one. There was like Interlochen, Idlewild. Maybe there's North Carolina. And then I took the Idlewild one. Yeah, and I went my senior year. Which is crazy because everyone's like celebrating their senior year.
Right.
And I was like, bye.
Yeah. See you never.
I was just done. Yeah.
Were you in acting, the department?
Yeah, I was in the theater department, which nobody likes the theater department.
Oh, no.
But, and actually a lot of people got... That was like a thing at that boarding school. Like, it was all like cool LA kids, but like everyone got in trouble for like smoking pot, you know?
The Mary Jane.
You know? I never did, but I got a thing called separated my senior year, which is you have to stay with someone in town because I was coming. I know.
It sounds like you got kidnapped.
I don't like no,
it was like a cult.
Sort of.
You weren't allowed to sleep on campus anymore.
Yeah. And so then I had to go like in front of like the judges to get back into school. I was just there for 1 year. And I was like a goody two shoe. I know. I was like, honestly, I didn't smoke or drink or anything like that. But when I came back, there was this guy in a band and he was kind of an infamous friend, and I was coming back from Connecticut from Christmas break to go back to boarding school, and I told him to pick me up at the airport so we could hang out, and then I was like, then I'll just figure out how to get a ride back to boarding school, which was 2 hours away.
Yeah, yikes.
And
Idlewild is not like Los Angeles like proper.
Yeah, it was in the mountains. No, listening. I totally lied, and like then they found out, and then I had to have like a cab. Like I had to charge my mom like a zillion dollars in her car to have a cab bring me back to school. It was a nightmare, and I almost got kicked out. Yeah.
So your punishment for, you know, going with a strange man in a band. Mm-hmm. was to go live with strangers.
Very good point. Like,
this is the better option.
Oh my God. It was like the school nurse. It was so awful.
That is awkward.
It was so, and I got kicked out of the play.
That was, no.
I like think back on it and I was like, that was so messed up. Like it was mortifying enough, but like it was my senior year and I was like, they didn't need to kick me out of the play.
Like, just
I
let me really, live, you know?
Yeah.
Just let me live.
Sorry.
I'm almost out of your hair.
He was in a cool band. Okay.
I know. Do you think we could guess the band? I have like a guess.
Was it alternative rock?
An LA band, right?
No, they weren't LA. They weren't LA. He was touring and they were.
Whoa. Is he British?
No.
Oh, okay.
Can you imagine if it was like the National?
I was going to say that.
Oh my God, I would have died.
I
would have been like, I'll name the band. 1975. Oh my God. Yeah. I would have died. No.
Because I was like, who's popular around
there? No, it was much less cool. It was like an indie, you know.
Yeah. It was Bon Iver.
Again, wow. You're disappointed when I tell you. You're going to probably be like, who? I don't know that band. Yeah.
Wild. So you are a wild child.
You are a wild kid.
I know. I never thought of myself as that way.
I feel like that's not a bad crime at all. I'm surprised you almost got kicked out. I'm like,
what? Oh, it's a crime.
It was you like got picked up from the airport. Okay.
Yeah. I also got kicked out of my prom junior year.
Barry, you got kicked out of a lot of things.
You're our wild child. How do you not think you're not
targeted?
A wild child?
I was targeted. No, I wore a dress that was too short. And I think then the rules were forever changed. I'll show you the picture. I look like I'm like a 45-year-old beauty pageant queen from Texas.
How short is too short?
It was short.
Did they do the fingertip thing?
I borrowed this dress honestly from a senior girl and I was at junior prom. I just like couldn't, I don't know, I couldn't find a dress that year and it looked like Britney Spears. It was funny. I'll show you guys the picture.
We'll make it the thumbnail.
Yeah, totally. And they were like, a bunch of people were complaining.
Complaining?
Other girls were complaining.
Other girls?
Yeah. And so I told them I would sue them.
Period.
I remember I was really an asshole.
No, but yeah. You can.
I was just like, you're going to like send me, they're like, can you go home and get another dress? I'm like, another prom dress? No, I don't have another prom dress. So I was like, I'll sue you for, I don't know what I said. And so they were like, okay, fine. You can wear this caterer's shirt. So I was like crying and we were in the bathroom and I was with my friend Emily and Emma and I was like, oh my, this is so embarrassing.
Like leggings were an option.
So, you know what I mean? Yeah, right. I mean, that would have been worse. This was much better. Because then they gave me the caterer shirt and I put it on and I looked like Tom Cruise in Risky Business.
Oh,
or I actually looked like, you know, remember Britney Spears, was it Everything? Every Time? Every Time.
Every time I see.
No. Nope. Remember she's in the bathtub and she's with Kevin apparently and she has a hat. You guys know this music videos. Oh, come on.
I can't picture it right now.
Every time we touch.
Right? Yeah, that one. I have no music talent. But I just was wearing like a white caterer shirt. I'll show you that picture too. And so it was even better. It was even better. It was hilarious. It was a cooler outfit.
But I feel like you definitely could have sued.
Yeah.
I think so. It was definitely like now. I don't think this would happen.
No. Because I'm also like, well, were they discriminating on you because you were tall? Because if someone who was 5'6 wore that same dress.
Yeah, very good point.
Were you more, like they like to say, more developed?
Yeah.
As a young lady, meaning did you have an ass or boobs?
Yeah. I mean, it honestly.
Girls that don't have that can wear.
It.
The exact same
very
outfit.
Good point. It wasn't that bad. I mean, it was funny, but like now, I don't think this would happen now. It was definitely like an old school thing.
Mm.
But they didn't have a rule up until that night, too. Then they had rules, I think.
You were the
rule. Didn't even break a rule.
And I didn't even
break a rule. There was no rule to break.
You were the rule maker.
But yeah, it was like little things like that. So it wasn't exactly what, like I was a designated driver that night. So, because I watched so many Lifetime movies growing up, I was convinced that we were all going to die in crying.
Yes.
Do you guys remember all those movies?
Oh, yeah.
So I was so scared that I was like, I'm the designated driver.
Footloose.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the premise of, that's how Footloose starts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The kids
yeah.
die. I think it's Homecoming.
And also, like, because I went to high school in the early 2000s, like, people, like, did drive drunk. They didn't have Uber, things like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. It was scary.
Yeah, it was no good.
I remember going to parties and like someone like had like a beer in their hand. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, I can't believe I survived.
Like, what am I doing here?
But people in the country, like I'm from more of a country town. Mm, I don't know if you guys are, but like people mm-hmm. would drink and drive all the time.
Mm. Which you should not do. Very dangerous.
No, obviously not.
Very dangerous. Mm-hmm. In college, there was this one party and it was, I think junior year I decided to do it, where it was like this big, because we didn't have sororities. There was no theater sorority, but they had this fake theater sorority and throw one party one night and everybody got crazy. And there was no Uber because it was like 2009, 2010.
Yeah.
Mm. So I charged people $5 to drive them to and from places.
Oh my God.
I made like $500.
Oh, wow. Oh my God. That's amazing.
Yeah. Maybe I did a little more than $5. Maybe you know like $10 Matt, ride.
Manipulative and conniving.
Yeah. That's what I said.
Look.
That's what I said.
School costs
money.
I'm
going to throw this party. You have to pay me to drive you there. And you have to pay to get in.
Yeah. Becky's going to like charge a cover on her next party.
Yeah. I tell the freshmen, like, oh, actually, you have to pay me before you go in. No, I provided a service.
True. That's very cool.
Opening
provided
the
door. A service.
Your life saving. That is a service.
Right? And I made sure nobody died.
That's true.
That's
keeping
hero.
The public safe.
I'm a public safety individual.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'm a keeper of the peace.
I would say champion.
Keeper of
the
peace.
Champion.
Public safety champion.
Public safety, number one. Thank you so much.
So, Sarah, what was the first college party you went to? And how did the party scene change in college versus high school? And were you ready?
I was a freshman in high school on the first college party I went to.
Oh, my God.
But,
you went to college parties before you even went to high school parties.
To be fair, my high school in Connecticut was on a UConn campus.
Oh, my God.
But then when I went to college, I was maybe one of those people that partied a lot in high school. And then in college, I like got a perfect GPA. Oh. I was like,
oh, wow.
I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't go to parties a lot in college.
Yeah. Wow.
So it's like that like difference. I took some time off in between high school and college too.
What'd you do in your gap year?
I was like auditioning in quotes, going to like weird Beverly Hills parties and sleeping till 1 p.m. 1 a.m.? Oh. 1 p.m. But yeah.
Where were you living? Were you living like in a house with a bunch of people or where were you living?
No, I lived in Beverly Hills because I thought that's where you lived. Yeah, I wanted that zip code. I lived with this random girl and it was a weird time. I think that's like, I think 19, 20, 21 is hard.
Yeah.
I felt like that existential dread. I was like, what am I doing? Who am I? What do I want to be? Like, I found those years maybe the hardest I've experienced.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Because I was just like that like hole, you know? Like, I didn't
find yourself.
Know. Yeah, I didn't know who I was yet. And it was like frustrating, you know? And I kept like trying. You know, it's like you're trying different friend groups and you're like, no, not that one. You know? And you're like, maybe I can be this girl. One time I hung out with this girl in Manhattan Beach. We went to Manhattan Beach for July 4th. She seemed really cool. And she's like, yeah, I'm hooking up with this guy. I'll see you. And I was like, but I'm in Manhattan Beach. I don't know how to get back to LA. And she just left me.
Oh, my God.
And I went home with a random
You were adopted.
Wait, family? Now you gotta explain.
What?
Did you like find friends? You found a family walking on the street and you said hello.
No, we were all like,
I'm all alone.
I don't know how it happened to me. It was so long ago, but I just remember. And it was me and this 8-year-old to the back, and the parents were fighting the whole time. I'm 19, and we were like,
Oh my gosh.
And they were fighting the whole time, and they've dropped me back off in the valley. Yeah.
You basically hitchhiked.
I basically hitchhiked.
You hitchhiked.
But this girl just left me. But that was a friend I thought maybe was cool. But, you know.
not that cool.
She showed her true colors. She's yeah. like, bah.
Yeah, exactly. But those, but the, I go back to parties. Yeah. Like, that's like a lot of finding like your different groups mm-hmm. and things like that, right? Of like, or like, I saw like a TikTok making fun of this, but do you guys remember the going out top?
Oh, oh my god.
Like it was an address.
Going out top.
Yeah.
you gotta get your guy.
I go to Express.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Good going out top. But I feel like there was like in college, yeah, I was just figuring myself out as high school. I could just be like, let's party. Yeah. You know?
Well, you had already been like in the work, like you were trying to work the year after, which is pretty like that will lead to an existential crisis like pretty quickly. And then you go into college mm-hmm. knowing that that's what's coming out after. And it sort of makes sense of like, okay, I'm like taking this seriously now.
Wow, Rainey, you just figured everything out that I never thought about.
Rainey is very insightful.
Yeah, that's so insightful. Oh. That is really insightful. I was like, why was that so hard? I was like literally alone on the beach being in Malibu being like,
whispering to the sea.
Yeah, I would go to the beach a lot.
You're a beach girl. You're not a mountain girl.
No, but like, I mean, I was then. Because like, if you're from the East Coast and from the cold, you're like, if I'm living in LA,
I must go to the beach.
Now I don't, but like, you know, it was just one of those things.
Yeah.
But in high school, I didn't throw parties because we didn't have like parties at my house or anything like that.
Did your parents party? Your mama's?
No,
they
I think
down
they...
when they're younger?
I'm sure. I mean, they were hippies, so I'm sure in the 70s and things like that, I'm sure they threw like crazy parties.
They definitely
party.
Had parties.
Yeah, I'm sure they had crazy parties, but like, you know, not. I'm not hoping. I know. I thought about that now. As like, apparently, like, as this next stage, I still like want to be like having parties and things like that, but it's different, you know? But I do remember, do you guys ever remember, like, I do remember some parties my parents would throw, like, and you'd be upstairs and I'd be like, you'd listen in. Mm-hmm. And I remember like smelling smoke, like them like smoking cigarettes, you know, like, yeah, it was like scary.
What's going on down there?
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, is it, I don't want it to be like that. Cause that's, weird, but do you like have a sitter and make them sleep somewhere else? I don't know.
No, I remember one year my parents were hosts. They like had people over all the time and parties
they
and stuff.
They party and they still party.
They still do.
Betsy gets down. Yeah.
That's
Betsy
so
and
cool.
Steve.
Like that's a whole, see, I want to be like that. Was that, how was that as a kid?
I mean, it was fun because all the neighborhood kids would come. They were like, for big parties, they would come and spend the night. Like, they would like fall asleep at our house. And then the parents, when they would go home, would take them home while they were sleeping.
That's so
you know?
Cute.
But I remember one year it was New Year's. And we would like to spy on the parents. We'd like go down and like look, try to like see what they're doing and stuff. And it was New Year's one year. And they were all the parents were definitely drunk. When you're younger, you don't have the same concept. Like, you don't really understand.
I'm running. I'm waiting for, like, an Eyes Wide Shut reveal.
And then we, like, look in, and they're, like, dancing the Macarena.
Was that embarrassing?
We were dying laughing. It was so funny. Like, I wasn't embarrassed. Maybe embarrassed for them, you know?
Yeah, right.
Because
they looked
so funny and, like, you know. Dancing and drunk and
the
stuff.
Macarena, you know?
Yeah.
They're just down there living their best life on New Year's dancing the Macarena.
That's really sweet. Yeah, that sounds great.
Like you could be like that. You know, you could dance the Macarena. Yeah.
That's a dance I know.
Yeah. Sarah, are you a dancer?
I'm what Miles calls a free spirited dancer.
an interpretive dancer.
I'm not so great at choreography. Mm-hmm. I'd like to be, but it's humiliating.
How about hairography, though?
What's hairography?
Yeah.
You flip.
Hair flips. Like all your hair flips. Like,
yeah, I'm always doing hair stuff.
Oh, see, that's good.
Love hair stuff.
That's good.
But I can dance, like I can like, you know.
Feel the music.
Yeah, the Night Miles and I met at a party, we like danced. And it was so fun. Because like once you get in like your late 20s, you start being like, I don't give a shit what people think, you know, and you can be like, yeah, you know, you can just like go at it. Those are the parties. I feel like that's why actually early 20s are hard because you're just like,
so self-conscious.
You're so, you know, so like when I feel like I'm a free spirited dancer where I can get down, but maybe if you give me a
dance. No, I think that counts as dancing.
Thank you.
100%.
Thank you, Raina. Yeah. I really appreciate
choreo.
That.
Yeah. I haven't choreo ever.
it's not a good sign.
No synchronized dancing.
Yeah. Are you guys dancers?
No.
No, oh,
I'm a free spirited dancer. Okay, great. I enjoy free spirit dancing,
yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, you dance a lot.
Yeah.
But I've never gone to a class. I don't think I could get myself to be like, and 5, 6, 7.
I've gone to lots of classes.
Really?
I've just humiliated myself.
I've gone to Zumba with my mom. My mom is definitely better than I am. But
oh, that's
I
cool.
enjoy dancing.
Yeah.
But
I love dancing.
And then, Maggie, did your parents throw parties? Or did they throw like a Christmas party or something?
We went to a lot of family parties growing up. And I would go and there'd just be a ton of kids there. So I don't think there was a lot of separation between children and
that's cool.
parents. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But my parents also didn't drink a lot, but like their friends did. But I don't remember being like super aware of it. Mm-hmm. So I was entertained with the other kids.
Yeah. It's weird. I think about sometimes I'm like going to like a pool and all of my mom's friends were there. And I'm like, oh, I guess they probably were drinking. And I have no memory of that at all.
Yeah.
They were taking shots.
They were throwing back.
I was just talking to my friends like that. And I was like, I think I could be a country club mom. Like, grab the kids out of the pool and mom, play some drunk tennis. I was like, I think I found what I could be.
You just get to have fun with activities. Like, it doesn't always have to be like a formal party, but just like going to the...
You can be drunk anywhere.
You can be drunk anywhere you go.
Gathering.
Oh, no. Yeah.
But I like this pool thing.
Yeah. And then, so you talked about having food, and you guys are famous for your charcuterie.
Mm.
What? How do you build a food? Mm. What do you think is it carbs, meat?
Thank you, Rainey, for bringing this up.
Yeah.
Get ready.
Your charcuterie board. What's yours on your charcuterie?
Charcuterie board. Get ready for tip number 3, tip number 4. I can't remember. Okay, go to Trader Joe's.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Love Trader Joe's.
We love it.
Get everything in sight.
Every single thing.
It's going to be like $100. Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
Worth it.
Okay.
How big of a board do you do?
I put this on credit cards in recent years. Yeah. you get some boards from Target.
How big, though? Like, how big are your charcuterie
boards? The bigger, the better.
Whoa.
The bigger, the better.
The bigger, the better.
But this is what people make mistakes when they make their... whatever board.
Charcuterie.
You know what I'm talking about. no space.
No space.
Uh-huh. No, leave no space.
Everything touching.
It's a cornucopia. Everything overflowing. That's so you put that whole in mixed sweets and figure out some colors, you know? Mm. But like load all that like chocolate covered cherries, you know, like put like the meat and like everything. It's just overflowing. It should be like ridiculous, mm-hmm. you know, and like there's no room. And then people are like, this is gorgeous. And it's not. You're just an idiot putting like bags on like a board, mm-hmm. you know, but that makes it look like so like overflowing.
Curated.
And then
profesh.
Yeah. Profesh. Take a little like rosemary or take a little leaves, mint, and add a little dash of green throughout mm-hmm. it. That looks good. This is like the dumb girl's guide to, you know, dumb person's guide to make a board that looks like fancy. I'm not like skilled at this, but everyone thinks I am.
Yeah.
Good eye. It's your aesthetic eye.
Yeah, like it's an aesthetic eye, but it's mostly just pouring shit on a board. I'm telling you.
What are you guys serving?
I love that.
I've done a previous birthday before. I did like a giant charcuterie board, but... you guys did one for the office as well.
Like that one was fancy.
One. That one was not
for Eugene's birthday.
For Eugene's birthday, mm-hmm. that did the whole kitchen island.
We did that.
Yeah,
is we were literally walking around and being like, okay, this part needs like a little more filling.
This needs more.
Here,
this
make this
more.
Taller. Just
yeah.
That one is like really cool. I've never done that like a whole thing, but that's really cool.
Yeah, you just it's get parchment paper.
It actually was. We just had other people grab the sides and we grabbed the other ends and you kind of like roll it up.
Amazing. Yeah.
Less mass.
I just like look on Pinterest and just see like, this is how you fold pepperoni and like
make it. Yeah, because they make like or salami and all this stuff.
I follow this girl, Ain't Too Proud to Meg.
Tell us about
her.
I love that name.
And she's she does boards.
Ooh.
The board girl. How about the butter boards? Have you seen those?
Oh yeah. I feel like they were
never tried one.
And then they're not hot.
Well, they got replaced by Tin Fish Nights.
I do love Tin Fish. Oh. I am in my Tin Fish era. You know?
Tin Fish
do you
era.
Know Fishwife? They're cool.
No.
Oh, they're like chic canned fish.
Chic canned Fish. There's so many different brands of tin fish. It's crazy.
Yeah.
This Have you seen cool. the cocktails, the tin fish cocktails on TikTok?
Whoa.
No, that's great. No.
Yeah, they put the what fish in the martini.
Oh my God, we have to try
thank
this.
You.
I don't.
Thank you.
I think we should do that one day for podcast
thank
day.
You. I'm not a canned fish girl. I want to be, but I'm not. I'm not.
Brady, I want you to serve us tin fish cocktails.
9 a.m. tin fish
Actually, I'm going to be sick that day.
Yeah, thank you.
I actually won't be here. I'm so sorry.
We could do a midday, you know, a midday.
Yeah.
Going on Maggie's into it. Like, she's like, yes.
I don't know.
Maggie's into it.
I don't know.
No, thank you.
You got to try it.
Everything is dose specific, so I guess you could, I don't know. I'm open, but I don't know. I'll have to.
It's good for those omega-3s. You need your fish oils.
I love my fish oils, yeah.
I have a question. What are your guys' opinions?
We have a lot. We have a lot, girlfriend.
Themed parties.
Love a good theme. Ooh. I know some people get
upset. It depends
upset.
What the theme is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like a theme has to be broad enough that you can interpret it in your own way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Instead of being like, everyone has to dress up like a sailor.
Yeah. Right?
Too specific.
Mm-hmm.
Too specific. Right. Yeah. Or like you, and also as a host, this is a hard lesson. As a host, and you set a theme and someone doesn't follow it, let it go.
Yep.
You can't get mad at people for
don't
not doing
it.
Mm-hmm. I've been not let into a party because I wasn't on the theme.
Wow. Not let
space
in?
Theme. I know.
What did and you're you like, I'm a space
just
cadet.
Just get some aluminum foil.
Like, yeah, literally, like, I have a moon necklace. Like, yeah. I don't know what you want from me.
Yeah.
No, I a love a theme, necklace. But I do agree. I think what I really like is themed because you get to dress up.
Yeah.
And
I you know what? Another party that I had a friend that used to throw all the time. It's fun. Maybe a little dark, but is a Donner party.
Oh my gosh.
A daughter?
Donner. Like, you know the Donners, they had to eat them.
We talked about cannibalism on our other episode that we
No more cannibalism. Oh no, too much cannibalism. But a daughter party is like, you know, just like kind of Oregon theme, trail theme.
Yeah.
And, but it's cute because it's called the Donner Party. Mm-hmm. And, you know.
Was that your best theme? What was your best theme?
Well, and I didn't even throw that one. I have never, my best friend's 30th mm-hmm. was 30 going on 13. And so, because when we were 13, it was like 2000. Yeah. So it was a 2000 themed.
Cute.
Limited to.
We were on Molly.
Oh my God, stop.
And it was the best day of my life. And we all had like push pops.
Fun.
Well, those were fun. We had push ups. So lots of like themed candies were fun. Yeah. I think
slap bracelets.
Yes. All so those good. Things. And like people really love to dress like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think if it's like, can you throw a party where people can come up with stuff that they don't have to buy is always fun.
Oh, yeah.
That's
like
true.
80s that you can if you want, but you don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
Like decades themed parties are classic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are. Eugene's birthday party for his 33rd mm-hmm. was triplet or triple threat is what he called it.
Ooh.
So you had to come in a group of three and you had to like have a costume that was like a mm-hmm. triplet type theme.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah. So I went with two of my friends, Dave and AJ, as First Wives Club.
Dream.
Right? So good. So it was like so fun. So you could really...
Don't tell me what to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Wigs and all.
Heels and all. It was so fun. But people were so funny. They came up with the funniest stuff.
That's mm-hmm. so fun.
Yeah. And then, like, you know, you could grab stuff from your closet or you could go full out like we did. Like, it didn't matter. You could interpret it how you wanted
Rachel
to.
Rachel was pregnant with the twins.
Yeah.
So she just had like a big three on her stomach.
Oh my God. That's so cute.
I don't remember what I wore though.
I can't either. I can't remember what I was.
Zach dressed like an old lady.
Oh yeah. And then I was probably.
What was his third?
Well, Zach and Keith had to do something with Eugene. They were like, there's like a performance element that they were doing.
Oh, we were mean girls.
Oh, we did Mean Girls.
We did
That's
mean
what
girls.
It was.
Yeah.
We did Mean Girls.
Yeah.
What was I?
I was like, what was
I was
that?
Not an old woman, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
I remember there's like a picture of Zach with his like legs spread open and his like leaned back.
Oh my gosh.
So funny.
I don't know why he was an old. Maybe he was a golden
theme.
Girl. That was a good theme.
That
was a good theme, yeah.
And then Eugene had his puppet party theme.
That mm-hmm. was
That's kind of a fun
really
theme.
Funny.
You know?
It's
People
a
made
fun
puppets and stuff.
Erudite.
Yeah.
I liked Eugene's theme of going to Disneyland and what, Disney binding or something? What's it called?
Yeah. Bound.
That's
bound. Oh my God. Yeah. That was so long ago.
Yeah.
Do you know how people, have you ever heard of Disney bounding?
Mm-mm.
So you're not allowed to wear costumes at Disneyland.
Right.
So you wear outfits that are like similar to what a Disney character, like you pick a Disney character. So like Matt, I remember was Woody.
No, it's Ken.
You just wear like.
I thought you were Woody.
No, I literally was the Ken doll with like the.
Who was Woody then? Oh, maybe Keith was Woody.
I think it was Keith.
Maybe Keith was Woody.
And so you wear like cowboy like pedestrian stuff. Clothes that are similar.
Yeah.
I had like a cheetah, like. Oh, that's sweatshirt right. And like the blue pants with like the handkerchief like Ken wears.
Mm-hmm. I was Miguel from Coco. So that I just wore a red zip up and covered my looked down so that nobody could kind of see my skeletal face.
Yeah. The whole fun is like to like kind of break a rule.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're kind of breaking a rule.
Yeah. I think I was Wally and Zach. Yeah, was you guys Evie, were Wally and so Zach Evie. Had like a white sweater with like little plants.
Yeah. Yeah, that one was really fun.
I think Disney bounding, but not at Disney World, would be good.
So like then you just
Disney
just
in the wild.
Club? Yeah. But okay, so for playlists, is there a song that you're like, this is going to be a hit? First of all, Maggie, at your wedding, I didn't realize that you guys played Grease from music from Grease, the musical.
Yeah. Yeah,
of course.
All I want to do is be at a party and have Grease come on.
Really?
Yes.
Are you young enough that that's not happening all the time? I don't think I've ever thrown a party without Grease playing.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe, because it's like the best dancing music.
Yeah.
Every time I hear Grease, I'm like, I wish it was a party.
Well, because it's Arab disco.
Yes. Yeah.
Rainey, you got to throw a party in. Throw some Grease in there.
Put some Grease on there.
You just Abba. Grease.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Abba. A good era.
That's what we, with our wedding music too, is just like, fun, happy music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, exactly, yeah. It was so good.
Yeah.
Dancing music. Yeah, by Usher. Always gonna win.
always gonna win. Be good.
Do you have any hard and fast rules about music you won't play? Like, I do know, like, group dances.
Oh, yeah.
They really upset me. The Macarena.
No electric slide.
No cha-cha slide.
The wobble.
There's something very scary about walking in and seeing a group of people. About, like
I can't do the electric slide.
It's electric. Like, what are you doing?
When I have parties and stuff, I'm like normally like the more like cocktail party stuff. You know, as like dancing party stuff. So mine's more like the background music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know? What's your background music?
Like the ambiance music, like some bossa nova or like some parcels or like some jazz stuff or like, you know, that like keeps the energy going, but it's not intrusive to the conversation.
It's about energy too. Because when I was younger, I would play like the National. That's
not
that's sad girl music.
It's sad girl music. Yeah. And I was like, no, we got to play this or like Spoon. Yeah.
That's like the wind down music, you know?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
When you want people to leave.
Yeah.
I really like doing for like dinners or brunches. If you type in on Spotify, Nancy Myers brunch, Nancy Myers dinner, Nancy Myers cooking. Mm-hmm. It's all like Nancy Myers kind of themed ambiance. So it's all like oldies that are kind of upbeat, very cute. But in college, we really liked DJs. Not like all DJs, but we really liked He Does Feed the Animals is the album that we would all listen to all the time. But he was this old man.
Mm.
Not old man. He was probably like 30 when he was doing
it. I was like, how old?
But he would, he did all these like mixes where he mixed all the music together and would like always get sued by people because he did concerts.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah. Wow. I forget what his name is. I think he still makes music.
For your wedding, was it just like the biggest party planning venture ever?
Sure. You got to move furniture and stuff.
Yeah, it was crazy.
You were picking up couches.
Yeah.
That was so dumb. No, I soldered the whole lawn 2 days prior. I was bruised for the wedding. I was too tired for the wedding.
It was seamless. No one would have known.
I literally soldered the whole lawn because I was like, we can't have this disgusting long last. I'm a last minute kind of gal. throwing the wedding was huge. And at your house, like, it was crazy because it's your house. And so then it's like, you know, just like you have to like, you're constantly working on it and cleaning it up and like, but I wanted it like a backyard party.
It was so fun.
And it was, so, your DJs were so good.
They were really good.
I am obsessed with them.
But I will say if you throw a party at your house, it's a lot. It's almost better to have it at a venue, I think, because I liked the end result, but like, it's just like,
there's a lot of cleanup.
So much cleanup. I like threw all my clothes and garbage bags and like threw this. So like the cleanup was months, guys. Like it was so fucking crazy.
Wow.
You were still wedding partying weeks after.
Yeah, yeah. And the worst part is we rent. So it wasn't like I was like, at least I'm making the house better. I'm like, I'm making this other bitch's house better. You know? Yeah. So like, you know, that was an intense. And then, you know what was hard about the wedding is, and this is another tip I would have, is invite everyone. And I couldn't because of like space and things like that. Yeah. And like that hurt.
Yeah.
And, like I always think include everyone. And, and like when you get like, I actually don't want to. It's like, no, invite everyone.
Yeah.
Like, the bigger the better, I feel like. Unless you're having a really small one, I feel like you go really small.
Yeah.
You got to invite anyone, everyone.
Yeah. 100%.
I like including everyone. I would have invited the woman I met at Trader Joe's to the wedding. Like, I didn't care, but I couldn't. Right. And that was really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Clean up. Do you have like a, okay, morning after, what's your routine? Or if you wake up.
Well, you guys didn't have beds in your home at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Tell that story.
You had photo booths in your bedroom.
Photo booths. I mean, we were at a hotel. I was so overtired.
You were at a hotel.
We were at a hotel. And then we kind of had like our parents clean up, but then like the wedding planner kind of clean up. All right. If you have a normal party cleanup, I would usually like wake up at one and I wake up and somehow the roommates I lived with cleaned up the party, if I'm being totally honest.
I love that vibe. I love that vibe.
And I throw the party, they clean up. Or I would throw a party and then like it would just be really disgusting for 4 days. And then the fourth day I'm like, okay, I guess we got to do this. So I have no method of attack other than take a garbage bag and go around the house. But it's just awful. Yeah. I don't know if you have. I never
try to
did.
Do the most that night when you're like maybe a little tipsy still. Uh-huh. Yeah, so that's you don't care as much because you're like,
that's,
you know, just all right, delay sleeping a little while.
Another thing I, and maybe this might be on the line. Oh, I don't like asking people to help.
Help with anything?
At the end of the night.
Very Midwestern of you.
I just think it like, because I don't want to help when I'm at someone else's. I'll say it. Good. I don't want it. I want like, I'll say
you
I'll
ask,
help.
But you actually don't mean it.
Yeah.
Like, do you need help with it? Oh, okay, good. Yeah.
And sometimes it's okay, but I still think it's like, if you're hosting the party.
Mm-hmm. You threw the party.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Maybe this is wrong. Maybe this is wrong and it's like totally cool for like people, unless it's like someone that likes you and is trying to hook up with you, then they can help clean. But
if you want to use and abuse.
That's a mean
first
for
like garbage.
Yeah. I'm saying, you know, whatever. If they're trying to hang out with you longer. I've also been the other end. I'm like, I just want to hang around this guy longer. I'll help clean up, you know? Yeah. And I'm like, you're doing them a favor.
Yeah.
You know, they get to be around you longer. But
I feel like moving to LA, I was in the Midwest. No one helps you clean up. You do everything by yourself. And if anyone asks, you're like, absolutely do not touch anything. It will.
Yeah.
Make me cry if you touch a plate. Mm-hmm. But now that I've been in LA for a decade, a little more lenient. When people are like, let me get the plates, I'm like, oh, that would be wonderful.
No, you know what? Yeah, I take it back. Great. I take it back. I think...
Uncontroversial now.
Yeah.
Cancel the controversy.
Cancel the controversy. You're right. It is like totally fine for people. I think there's just something really... Once in a while, it's really fun just to be like, no one's cleaning up. Let's have it be a disaster.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'm not... I think it's actually... What I'm saying is not someone... You cleaning up either. Mm-hmm. That gives me anxiety as the guest.
Yeah.
I'm saying no one cleans up.
Because when you start to clean up, then you know it's time to go.
It's like a signal, everyone's
got to get out.
That's what it is. Yeah. I hate that feeling. I'm like, okay, I guess it's time to go. Mm-hmm.
Party's over.
Yeah, so that's what it is. Yeah. I want no one cleaning up. I'm not.
Don't leave ever.
Yeah. Although we threw this Valentine's Day party like last year. I can't remember. And Miles had worked at it. I love a midweek party. It's extravagant.
School night party.
It
feels a little naughty.
It feels naughty, but a lot of people come actually.
Uh-huh.
Because there's no competition of other parties. Saturday night, people have things to do. Wednesday, no one does. So they all come. And I also, another tip, throw a party on Valentine's Day because no one likes to be alone. Going to dinner with your partner, you still can, but then it's like kind of like, you're like, we do this all the time. Mm-hmm. But throwing a Valentine's Day party,
that's super fun.
Yeah, and everyone loves it. And it's themed.
Like
it's so easy. And I would get charcuterie boards, all red things. Cute. And candy boards are so fun. Candy boards are the best.
Candy board.
And then for the Valentine's Day, this is classic advice. I got name tags and it's green and red, single or not single. And let me tell you, it's
the hookups.
The hookups. And there's nothing that makes me happier.
Is anyone still together from the Valentine's Day?
I don't know, but I did get a message. I should find it from someone thanking me for throwing it.
Aww. Oh.
Because wow. She didn't find someone that night, but she felt like she was like, I should find it like more open to the city and like felt like more like, aww. And then eventually she found her partner a month later. Aww. Yeah.
Oh my God. Beautiful.
But I will say it was very clear because I've been a single person and I've talked to a guy for 5 fucking hours one night. And then he's like, I know my girlfriend. I'm like, now you drop it because you wanted me to talk to you all night.
Yeah, that's got to be something you say pretty. I think you need to mention if you're with someone like pretty much at the beginning of talking.
Yeah.
To someone. Otherwise, it just seems weird.
Yeah, especially you can tell if somebody's sort of interested. So it's sort of like, why didn't you bring it up? You
knew.
Because right. It's like an intimate it. Conversation. Everyone likes being flirted with.
Oh, yeah.
The attention.
Yeah. Okay. And I don't mind it. Yeah. Sorry, Matt.
I remember a couple years ago, Keith and I went to this party that one of my coworkers from this beauty shop was throwing. And all of it, we didn't know any of her friends. And we were just like hanging out. And Keith and I are very like not PDA heavy people.
Yeah.
And one of her friends at the party asked for my number from her. And I was like, oh, Keith, I think we need to start, like, I don't know, holding hands or something at parties.
You got to at least touch once.
We got to have some sort of contact because I don't know what vibes were being put out.
Well, that's kind of fun, though.
You're just so friendly.
Well, I was just like,
how many numbers can I get to?
I was also, like we were married at this point. Like, I was wearing a wedding ring.
Yeah. Rings are hard to find. I never could notice rings. I don't have one right now because I was waiting for attention.
I was like,
No, I can't fit into them after practicing.
The fingers swell.
The fingers have not gone down yet.
So we have a great audience question for Partays.
For Partays.
Hello, ladies and Matt. I need to ask what you guys think and if you could give me some advice on a really uncomfortable situation I have at work. Ooh. I, a 25-year-old female, have recently been having issues with a coworker constantly making comments about what I eat. I work 6 hours a day while also at school to become a dental hygienist. Yay, school.
We love the commitment.
Meaning I'm almost never home since I go straight from work to school and vice versa. I leave home at 9 a.m. and don't come back until 10 p.m. most days. This means the only time I have to eat something is while at work, so I always have to have food with me. And even when I don't have class, I still always bring some snacks since I work 6 hour shifts and obviously get hungry. I mean, you gotta eat.
Girl, you don't have to explain this to us.
Yeah, of course. I'm eating all day.
Yeah.
Right? For a while now, a coworker, a female in her 40s, has always gone out of her way to constantly comment on what I eat. Some of the stuff she has said to me, including, every time I run into you, you're eating.
Oh my gosh.
I would throw my fucking snack at her.
That is her own issues. This is so clear. This woman's own issues. Is that fruit?
First time I've ever seen you eating fruit. Or
oh, fuck you.
No.
You don't have an appetite. That's weird.
Oh,
okay.
These are so bad.
Is she like mommy dearest? Like,
she says someone that has some serious eating issues and is putting it on someone else.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I was talking to another coworker about not having eaten much breakfast that morning because I woke up with no appetite. You denying a chocolate? That's so weird. You're always hungry.
Oh my God.
And the list goes on and on. I've always struggled with my self-esteem and body image since I've always been on the curvier side. And these comments have started to affect me to the point that I go out of my way to never eat anything or talk about food near her. Every time she says something like that, I honestly feel like going home and sobbing. I know some of the comments are probably not that bad for some people, but they get to me and I feel like there's no good reason to comment about what people eat and she does it to make me feel bad. I always brush it off and never say anything back, but I'm unsure about how to handle this whole situation. I'm not really good at confronting people, especially in the workplace. I take my job very seriously and don't like to cause any trouble. What do you think I should do? Should I talk to her, say something back, talk to her manager?
Send us the email of your HR department and we will email for you. We'll email anonymously.
Yeah.
This is workplace harassment.
Yeah. That's really hard because I've worked at every restaurant. I've been every weight and like I've had the chefs would always comment if I gained weight or lost weight. All the time. And this woman obviously has her own stuff.
Yeah.
Right. So she's commenting on it because she's dealing with her own shit. Mm-hmm. Right. Not okay. It's so hard because those it really does hurt your feelings. Like I remember some, like I'm a big snacker. Like it just like makes, I know exactly what she's talking about. Yeah. And then eating and like is such an essential part of your freaking day and life. And you're like, and then there's so, it's so complex in the world we live in. But how do you, like, how do you address this with this woman? And she's a superior or a coworker or, you know?
It just says coworker.
Because if you ask her, if you go, she's going to be like, what are you talking about? But I wonder if you could have a conversation with her. But do you think go right to HR?
I would say the next time she brought it up, be like, hey, I don't want to talk to you about what I'm eating. You know, I just shutting it down very.
And this may, I could be wrong, so, but like maybe just go like this, like, I know you're trying to be nice, but I'm pretty sensitive with food stuff.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If you could not comment on what I'm eating, I would really appreciate it. I know that's weird, but you, not that you need to do those caveats. Like you can definitely be more upfront, but for me, that would make me feel more comfortable to not make it as.
Depends what relationship you have with a coworker too. You could just be like, what and when I eat isn't actually not any of your business.
Yeah.
So I'd appreciate if you didn't comment. You know, so it's.
I'm just trying to make it like,
no, you came from a place of like, I don't, how, because do I just
like, because then people, like when they feel like they fucked up, they're like,
oh my gosh,
whoa. Then they get like freaked out because she, I think she, this woman doesn't think she's doing anything wrong.
She's probably more unconscious than like,
Or
I mean, you could, who are your other coworker friends at work? Like, if you have one of them, like give a little push to the other coworker and be like, say a lot of comments about her eating food. Like it's probably not. Healthy, you know, like
yeah
a hard one. Why people are so weird.
I know,
you know, have better things to talk about than what they're eating,
especially women's, and I think all bodies, but like are up for public discussion.
Yeah,
and it's so not fair. It's like, it's why is like, and people's eating habits, and like I remember even like I've always been a big eater, like I'm just, and like I remember even at 12 sleeping over, and like everyone else went to go like play, and there was a grandfather making crepes, and I was like, I'll have another one. And I just remember him being like, you're a hungry kid.
Oh my God.
And, you know, and I still that remember language. That like shame, you know, of just being
you're
like,
you're a growing girl.
Yeah, like I was so hungry, you know. So it's like, it is really sensitive what we eat. Or like in high school, like I remember like I always had snacks because I couldn't make it from breakfast, which was school started at 7:25 and lunch was at 1 because I was in band.
Yeah.
And I remember a kid being like, you're always having snacks in this class.
Because I'm hungry and I need to focus on school, so I need to have
food. Feel bad. Yeah.
Need energy.
Yeah. And if you want to avoid conflict, just email your HR manager and say, I do not want my name brought in this. Can you send a general email to the company talking about sensitivity training, essentially, about not commenting on people's
bodies. Oh, that's really good.
Because then it goes out to everyone. It stays anonymous.
And HR is trained. They know how to do that.
Yeah. Hopefully, they know how to do that.
Or trained to being like, not commenting on people's eating or food. Yeah. That's also a like great
not
idea.
Specifically,
Becky.
Calling that lady out, not specifically of course calling
not.
You out.
Yeah,
just keeps it very broad. I don't like confrontation either.
Yeah,
my grandma. It's a funny story, but it's not funny at the same time. So she had Alzheimer's, and so when she was like first starting to like really lose her memory, was right when I got back from college, like freshman year, and like I was very stereotypical, like gained the freshman, like you know they say 15, I gained probably 30 pounds.
Oh, and I did freshman 40.
Grandma just kept saying how much weight I gained
over and over.
Like we were standing and she just kept saying it. All of a sudden I just was like sobbing and like running out of the room. And my parents, you know, nobody knew. You don't know how to deal with someone who has Alzheimer's if it's, you know, your first loved one who has it. Yeah. So we were all just like, we don't know what to say. Like, I don't want to make her feel bad. But also I'm like, Grandma, I can't talk to you. You have to leave me alone.
Oh, that's so hard.
I can't talk about it anymore.
Oh, God, I would have cried too.
I just remember like running. I was like, but no family emails were sent.
We need a family HR. Family HR.
No family HR.
That would be helpful.
We really do, yeah.
Yeah.
It would be helpful.
Right? Yeah. So I think our general advice to this
You've
been fired from the family. Our general advice is to go with one of those options. You can either go the route of talking to her directly, but in a gentler manner.
emailing HR confidentially.
Talking to the bestie.
Talking to the bestie.
Yeah, work bestie.
Going around the way. Yeah. So there are options. You have options to make this stop because you can't keep living this way.
Mm-hmm. Don't change someone your habits for someone else.
No.
You deserve to eat in peace.
You got to eat. Yeah, even the explanation to us. You don't have to tell us why you eat.
Yeah.
You don't have to tell us about your schedule. Eat. Mm-hmm. Eat when you're hungry.
It's your body. You know what your body needs.
Yeah. So we hope this gets better for you.
Also, some days, maybe you want a treat.
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
Yeah. Most days.
That would be every day for me. Yeah, hopefully this works out for you. Send us an update on what you do decide to do. Maybe other people have already complained and you don't know you're in a, now you're in a group lawsuit. Know what
this 40-year-old coworker Denise is saying to other people.
That's a really good point.
That's true.
You know? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cause she sounds like, what do they call it? Almond moms?
She does sound like a crunchy almond mom. Mm-hmm. Has four almonds is full.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for sitting with us today. And thank you so much, Sarah, for sitting with us today. Where can the folks find you?
You can find me at Petesy Bon, PETESYBON on Instagram. And hopefully I'm going to put some stuff on TikTok soon.
Ooh. We'd love to hear
Petesy
it.
Bon's TikTok-y. Yeah.
I mean,
wait.
Not yet, but soon. Yeah.
It's in the works.
That's exciting.
It's in the works of me getting out of my sleep deprived months. But yes, always a blast.
Yeah.
Super fun. I hope you guys had fun listening.
Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule.
Being like,
give baby Juju.
Oh my God, that was such a Miles thing. I just did a Miles thing. Did you see that?
Yes. Too much time together.
Yeah, too much time together.
Well, thank you so much. Thanks for sitting with us. Until next time, remember to be nice to yourself, be nice to others, wash your hands, pee after sex, get vaccinated, and, you know, just be healthy. Be healthy to yourself. Bye.
Bye. Bye.